City staff will recommend Monday that a self-cleaning computerized washroom costing more than a third of $1 million be placed in Clerjou Park. The new proposed facility is a response to a June 2024 request from Ward 2 Caun. Lisa Vezo-Allen and her Ward 3 counterpart Angela Caputo, who said 24/7 self-cleaning toilets are needed by increasing numbers of homeless or precariously housed individuals. At Monday's City Council meeting, Deputy Chief Administrative Officers Brent Lamming and Susan Hamilton Beach will ask that a request for a $350,175 washroom in Clerjou Park be considered as part of the 2025 budget process. Here are the locations originally considered for the new facility: Clerjou Park, Community Resource Center, Esposito Park, Gore and Albert, Dennis Street Terminal, Anna Marinelli Park, Finn Hill, Queenstown Commons, beside Sue Blasters. City staff personally tested self-cleaning toilets from two manufacturers. Here's what they reported. Urban Blue: during each cleaning cycle, the door automatically locks, and an external LED display panel indicates the toilet status to users. There are three possibilities. 1, available. 2, cleaning cycle in progress. 3, occupied, out of order. The first cleaning cycle is for the bowl. It is cleaned, disinfected, and dried after each use, and the cleaning cycle lasts approximately 45 seconds. The second cleaning cycle is for the floor. The floor washing cycle is performed using high-pressure water sprinklers, pushing all dirt towards the drains, which are located in the mechanical room. The cycle frequency is programmable, and they recommend a frequency of 10 to 15 uses. The smart self-cleaning washrooms help save on management by reducing daily maintenance of the washroom. In addition to the self-cleaning functions, the remote control system allows you to change settings directly from a staff computer or phone and will provide alerts if the washroom's condition requires special attention. New smart toilets. A number of features are automated and reduce contact to help facilities achieve the highest hygiene certifications and keeping users safe. NIU's system automatically cleans, dries and disinfects the toilet and its surrounding space using UV light, a system that has proven itself in the treatment of drinking water, after each use, virtually eliminating the need for constant human intervention. Social Services, DSSAB, and the Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA, were consulted about the initiative. The city staff report didn't specify a preference between the two manufacturers. The chosen washroom is expected to be 8 feet 11 inches by 15 feet 6 inches with a single toilet, sink and change table. Here are the criteria used to select the new washroom's location. The location was on municipal or partner-owned land. Location is within the downtown core. Impact to surrounding area. Proximity to high-need individuals. Supports existing amenities for general public use. Location where city staff frequent. Washrooms already present. Historical requests from public for washrooms in this area. Staff from the city, CMHA and DSSAB ranked all 8 locations based on the criteria above, and from this exercise it was determined that Clerjou Park is the best candidate to pilot a self-cleaning toilet option, Lamming and Hamilton Beach concluded. Staff met with the Rotary Club and they support the addition of the self-cleaning toilet at Clerjou Park as it will also aid the festival during the summer and provide access in the winter for the skating trail. The proximity to Queen and the boardwalk will provide use serving many citizens year-round. While the self-cleaning washroom will save on maintenance costs, city staff estimate it may take about an hour a day more for general groundskeeping and litter removal in the surrounding area. In addition to the self-cleaning functions, the remote control system allows you to change settings directly from your computer or phone and will alert you if the washroom's condition requires special attention, Lamming and Hamilton Beach say. Monday's City Council meeting will be live-streamed on Sue Today starting at 5 p.m.